DraftKings sued for lack of online tools for bettors with disabilities. DraftKings is facing a new class action lawsuit alleging that its online platform fails to provide legally required accessibility tools for individuals with disabilities. The complaint was filed in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York on September 24 by Anthony Benson, a visually impaired New York resident. Benson seeks to represent all disabled individuals who attempted to access the DraftKings site but were unable to do so due to accessibility barriers. The case centers on the company's compliance with federal disability laws. Benson claims the DraftKings website is not compatible with standard screen reading software, which is critical for blind and visually impaired users. He alleges this lack of accessibility violates the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, as well as state and city civil rights protections. According to the filing, the absence of tools required to navigate the website effectively denies blind individuals the full and equal access provided to non-disabled users. Alongside DraftKings' market growth, the company has also been targeted in various lawsuits concerning consumer protections, including claims of predatory marketing and gambling addiction risks. Benson's lawsuit differs in that it challenges the basic usability of the platform for disabled individuals, rather than its promotional or wagering practices. Lawsuit could become precursor. Benson depends on assistive technologies to browse the internet and interact with digital platforms. The lawsuit indicates that he attempted to access the DraftKings website in July and August of this year to engage in fantasy football contests and promotional offers. He reportedly found persistent accessibility barriers that made it impossible to navigate or participate in the company's services. The complaint states that he intended to continue using DraftKings for upcoming NFL contests but remains deterred from returning because the issues persist. The filing argues that DraftKings, as a publicly traded online business, is obligated to ensure accessibility compliance. The complaint specifically references the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, which provide standards for ensuring that websites are usable by individuals with disabilities. Benson alleges that DraftKings' failure to adhere to these standards excludes visually impaired individuals from receiving the same benefits as sighted consumers, including access to online content, goods, and services. In addition to ADA claims, the complaint cites violations of the New York City Human Rights Law and New York State Civil Rights Law. Benson is seeking declaratory relief that would require DraftKings to address accessibility issues, as well as protections for all illegally blind individuals in the U.S. who have attempted to use the site. The class action seeks to cover not only Benson's experience but also those of other disabled consumers who encountered similar barriers.